Later today, Italy will begin to lift its lockdown measures more than 7 weeks after they were introduced. Cities in the country's north became the first European epicentre of the virus, and almost half of all Italian deaths have been recorded there. Now, grieving families in the worst-hit region of Lombardy say they want justice for the dead. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report.
Intensive care doctor Sofia Ananadu sobs. It was a terrible period, she says. She still can't believe what she's seen at a hospital in Cremona in Lombardy, where she works.
We had this moment where the young patients that I couldn't help, that died.
She cries for the young who couldn't be saved. Her husband, Dr. Daniel Cristodoro, works in the same intensive care unit that's equipped with just 8 ventilators.
There were a lot of people, like a war.
Nearby Bergamo suffered more deaths than any other northern region. Sara Gargantini's father, 81-year-old Giancarlo, died on March the 7th and was initially refused hospital admission. Life will never be the same again for all of us, for so many people. There's been so much trauma, she tells AM. I will be making a complaint to the prosecutor's office about what happened. I've already contacted a lawyer and I will never stop fighting. Thai woman Vatani Suvamol passes the time by playing the piano in her Bergamo home. She's lived in the region for 2 decades and started her family there.
Anger, disappointment, we want answers, you know, from the government, from the politicians. Too many people died and too many people risked their lives.
The death toll in the region has reached more than 13,500.
Definitely more could and should have been done.
A trained lawyer, she says a number of people have begun legal action amid allegations the government was too slow to bring in lockdown measures. Italy's death toll is edging towards 30,000. Carlo Chiodi, also from Bergamo, lost his mother and father to the virus. I don't know who to be angry with. There's something that's not right, he says. For their memory, I want justice. For one of the worst affected regions in the world, it'll be a long road to recovery. This is Samantha Hawley reporting for AM.